When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, everybody, to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. We have quite a lineup today. We got Senator Ted Cruz of Texas joining us in just a few minutes to talk about what's going on with Fauci and the Biden administration, the fight against COVID and lockdowns and all the rest of it. J.D. Vance, best-selling author, Senate candidate in Ohio, will be with us in the second hour. Third hour, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves on the Supreme Court oral arguments on the Mississippi abortion law. Those are just guests. We've also got a whole bunch of topics to get to, including Biden putting back the Remain in Mexico policy. Oh, gosh. Yet another time when the left did something crazy and now has to undo it and act like we didn't tell them all along. But let's start with this, because we're going to have Senator Ted Cruz joining us shortly here on the front half of this hour. How's it going if you're looking at the Biden administration? This Biden regime, when it comes to fighting against COVID, let's just ask the question, how are they doing compared to what they told us they would do? How is this going compared to where they said we would be? Fox News's Peter Ducey yesterday asked Jen Psaki in the West Wing, isn't there a standard of success or failure that Biden himself established?
In 2020, when roughly 220,000 Americans had already died of COVID, Joe Biden said about Trump, anyone who is responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America. Is that still the standard now that more Americans have died under President Biden than President Trump?
I think the fundamental question here is, what are you doing to save lives and protect people? And the former president was suggesting people inject bleach. He apparently, reportedly, didn't even share with people he was going to interact with that he had tested positive for COVID himself. This president has made the vaccine widely available. He's relied on the advice of his health and medical experts, and he is trying to be a part of solving this crisis, getting the pandemic under control. And I think there's a pretty stark difference between their approaches.
Clay, she can whine about Orange Man bad all day, but they've failed. Based on the metrics that they set up, the Biden administration has failed on COVID.
It's interesting to think about this as a thought experiment for everyone listening right now. Trump gets 21,000 more votes. He wins Arizona. He wins Georgia. He wins Wisconsin. He's your president. What are Democrats saying if the data is the exact same as it pertains to COVID and Trump has been president for the entirety of COVID? They are blaming him for every death, every single day. They're having congressional hearings about their failures. They're actually discussing, Democrats are, the fact that the vaccines aren't that protective, and they're blaming Donald Trump for that. Think about the thought experiment for what the Jen Psakis of the world would be saying. They would be saying that Donald Trump is responsible for 700,000 or whatever the current number is. that any other president would not have had those deaths. Biden ran his entire campaign. This was entire campaign predicated on, I will solve COVID. I will fix it. Does anyone out there listening right now feel like Joe Biden has done a good job with COVID or that he has solved it in any way?
Right now, Clay, Michigan is at almost the worst point it has been in the entire time of the pandemic. Right now, Michigan data on COVID is looking really bad. New York is seeing a case surge. It hasn't yet resulted in, you know, all-time high of hospitalizations as we see it. Michigan has 25,000 confirmed cases of COVID just a couple of days ago over a five-day period, right? So to give a sense of where we are now, the numbers in the north in a lot of these blue states not going in the direction that we thought they'd be. And here's just a reminder. You said that Biden ran on how he's going to do a great job. That's no exaggeration. Here is Joe Biden telling you he's going to shut it down.
What I would say is I'm going to shut down the virus, not the country.
I'm not going to shut down the country. I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus. I'll shut down the virus, not the economy.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
Once we shut down the virus,
I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm not going to shut down the country, but I'm going to shut down the virus.
Did he shut down the virus, Clay? Because if you look at the data, that seems like a really tough case to make.
Well, and what's amazing, Buck, is the media has stopped talking about all these failures and record high hospitalizations because they're not occurring in red states anymore. The narrative during the summer was, oh, the only reason COVID still exists is because of those stupid Neanderthals down in Texas, Florida, all these red state nincompoops. I'm looking at the New York Times data right now. New Hampshire, blue state. When I say blue state, I mean they voted for Joe Biden. Right now, according, and look, some places are behind in Thanksgiving data, but right now, this is the numbers. New Hampshire has the highest rate of COVID infection in the country, followed by Michigan, followed by Minnesota. Then you've got North Dakota, then Rhode Island, Wisconsin, Vermont, New Mexico. By my count, 7 of the 8 states right now that have the highest rate of COVID in the country voted for Joe Biden. So what's going on? Are all of these blue state voters, all these Joe Biden people, not wearing their mask tight enough? Are they not social distancing enough? Are they not having high enough rates of COVID vaccination? Or is this just a sign that virtually everything that's going on, that we're being lectured about, wearing your masks at airports, your kids, your three-year-old wearing a mask at daycare, that all of it is cosmetic theater? And it's doing virtually nothing. And the Ron DeSantis's of the world, right now I'm looking at Florida. Florida has a rate right now, lowest in the United States of any state, 6 per 100,000, right? Lowest in the entire country. Right now, New Hampshire is 72 per 100,000 bucks. So New Hampshire is over 10 times the infection rate as Florida.
Clay, if the weather, which is basically what people are now pointing to on this, and by the way, that's true in the sense that there is seasonality, right? But if the weather is such an important factor in this, that all these other things, making kids mask up outside as they sit on freezing cold ground to eat their lunches, double masking alone in the park. I don't know if you saw a former Hollywood actor guy got really uppity on, I think it was on Twitter. He was double masked outside alone walking on Runyon Canyon. I think it was Kevin Smith. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Double masked outside alone, and he's yelling at people like a lunatic. If the stuff that they're doing isn't enough that it can even make it seem close to as effective as just being in warmer Florida, what does that actually mean, folks? What does that mean about all these policies, all these mandates, all these things that they're always ramming down people's throats? Now, the only exception to the only thing you can look at in the data that really shows to be effective in terms of mitigation is, yeah, hospitalization and death for those who have gotten vaccinated is substantially lower. That's still true. That's still important. But spread and all the other one, but the stuff that gets me the craziest, as you know, is the masking and the social distancing. This stuff doesn't work for crap. We all know it. We all see it. Second U.S. case, by the way, of Omicron. You see this detected in the U.S. A fully vaccinated Minnesota man recently
returned
from New York.
Got it in New York, he thinks.
Got it in New York.
which means it's been circulating. Omicron has for some time in the United States.
Look, I got a COVID test because people can probably hear my voice just last night, you know, right after the show. And I was like, I hope it's not Omicron. But you know what? And I really mean this, Clay. I wasn't really concerned that it was COVID. I've got a cold, clearly, but because of the natural immunity. I mean, the same thing that you have. That's what, you know, with the shot that I have as well, I guess that's supposed to be helpful too, although only for about 60 days.
I think there are a few people who have been exposed to COVID more than me, given the fact that I've been on a college football bus tour in crowded bars and crowded restaurants, shaking hands for the last 15 weeks. We'll be down in Atlanta. Should be fun to finish that off.
Senator Ted Cruz is going to be with us here in just a few minutes.
No doubt. And in the meantime, is there a better Hanukkah or Christmas gift you can get your family than one that has years of great family members suddenly easy to watch and relive? Legacy Box makes all that possible. You send them all your old family movies and pictures in one of their specially made Legacy Boxes, and they'll send you back a link and a thumb drive with each of your family movies now digitized for all time. Second best part of this is their price. It's 65% off right now. Off their regular price. It's an incredible deal. Keep in mind, they hand digitize each of your family items in Chattanooga, Tennessee. It's where my mom grew up. These are trustworthy, awesome people in their big facility down there working 24/7 during the holiday season. They've done this now for more than 1.2 million families, just to give you the idea of the level of trust and experience they've established for so many out there. Buck, how do you take advantage of this offer?
Visit LegacyBox.com/Buck for an incredible 65% off any size Legacy Box. This is the Cyber Week sale. It's here, and they're giving the best deal of the year. All you have to do is go to LegacyBox.com/Buck. You'll get 65% off. Remember, you can lock in the discount now, and then get your stuff together, fill the box up, and send it in when you're ready. But go now to get that 65% discount. The Cyber Week sale, LegacyBox.com/Buck.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's healthlock.com.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you. By the way, we want to say we're waiting, awaiting Ted Cruz here. We should have him shortly. But want to say thanks to all of you out there. November new record for podcast downloads for the Clay and Buck Show. We're one of the most downloaded, I think second or third highest downloads for all of iHeart for a radio show. Which is a credit to you guys being able to find the show wherever you want to go. You can search out my name, Clay Travis. You can search out Buck Sexton. And I actually jumped in. A lot of people are giving us 5-star reviews, Buck. And I was going to hit you with this one because I thought it was pretty fantastic. And by the way, if I happen to see a funny one, this is what happened, Dub flags a funny one for me. We got a 5-star review. But the response here, Buck, I think you're going to love it. As we scroll through, the subject is rolls. It says 5 stars, R-O-L-S, rolls. Buck, I love you, but shut your mouth about dinner rolls. Your particular affliction has left you ill-equipped to appreciate your own bias towards the seminal foodstuff of humanity, bread. And then he said, I didn't know you could do this. He somehow put a bread loaf in his review on iTunes. So
he's not incorrect. I mean, when yes. You have celiac disease, all of a sudden bread becomes the enemy. So my hatred of rolls, there's deeper levels here.
So if you make Dub laugh, then there's probably a good chance that that is going to be flagged and we can hit this for you. Buck, we talked about this a little bit yesterday as we were running through Jen Psaki answering questions. Peter Ducey was kind of putting Jen Psaki on the hot seat. He's doing a fabulous job, by the way. And then also Dr. Fauci came in. And we talked about, and we'll ask Ted Cruz about this whenever we're able to get him, but when Fauci immediately responded to criticisms by addressing January 6th, it was a hyper-partisan response. It's the kind of pivot that you would expect to see
from an MSNBC host. Let's be honest. You expect an MSNBC host to drop January 6th in there for no reason.
But what I think is really blowing things up, and again, the latest variant, the Omicron, it's located in New York. That's where somebody got it. It's in Minnesota. It's in California. It's going to be everywhere.
It's basically everywhere. Right? I mean, it's all over the place, generally speaking. It's already in dozens of countries. People kept saying, oh, it's in South Africa. We do need to establish South Africa identified it.
That's right.
That does not in any way mean that it comes from South Africa. But anyway.
So when his response was, yes, everybody who's coming into the country, by the way, there are all sorts of new COVID regulations that were put in place and announced this morning. I'm sure many of you woke up to seeing that, including that the mask mandate, which was set to expire in mid-January on airplanes and plane and bus travel and trains and everything else, has been extended. But when Fauci was caught trying, and I'll bring in Ted Cruz, I want to get his response to this. Senator Cruz, thanks for joining us. Did you see Dr. Fauci say that everybody coming into the country has to be tested except for all the tens of thousands of people every day pouring across our southern border? And if so, what was your reaction to Lord Fauci there saying that we could test everybody coming in legally, but everybody coming in illegally was untestable?
I think we have Senator Cruz. Senator Cruz, are you there?
Did you hear my question, Senator?
Good to be with you guys. I heard part of the question, but not all of it.
Well, basically, Fauci said illegals, different set of rules for them when it comes to COVID restrictions. What the heck's going on there, Senator?
Well, I did like your reference to Lord Fauci. I think it ought to be Little Lord Fauci, Roy. Look, his answer demonstrated the absolute hypocrisy and the partisanship that you have seen from Fauci and from the bureaucrats in the Biden administration from day one. And the obvious answer, is it a problem from a perspective of COVID, from a perspective of a pandemic, is it a problem to have 2 million people come here illegally, not to test them for COVID, for the Biden administration to release them when they have COVID? Of course it's a problem. Any kindergartner wearing a play school stethoscope knows that it's a problem to release 2 million people without testing them, many of whom have COVID. Fauci doesn't want to say that because it's politically inconvenient, but he's more than happy to embrace the partisan talking points of the Biden White House. And I think Fauci is the single most dangerous bureaucrat in the history of America. And I think he has done more to undermine the credibility of scientists and our health officials than anyone in the history of the country. And I think it's profoundly dangerous.
We're speaking to Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. Senator Cruz, a bunch of courts have already weighed in. I believe a panel of three judges in the Fifth Circuit striking down the OSHA Biden mandate. You understand how this stuff plays out both at the legislative and legal level, at the highest level. Where does this go from here?
Well, these mandates are illegal, they're unconstitutional, and they're an abuse of power. The Biden White House has issued four different vaccine mandates. One is directed at active duty military, soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines. One is directed at federal civilian employees. One is directed at federal contractors, anyone that does business with the federal government. And then finally, one is directed at private employers that have 100 or more employees. That's the one that is done through OSHA. All of them are illegal, and they have – the order I laid them out is in descending order of the legal basis for those orders. So the most obviously lawless of the four is the OSHA order for private employers. The Biden administration has faced lawsuits all over the country challenging those mandates. And as you noted, federal court after federal court has enjoined the mandates, has said these are contrary to law. Now, it's in the early stages of litigation, so there will be the injunctions were issued because the courts determined that there was a likelihood of success on the merits by the plaintiffs. Now, that doesn't mean they've won. It means they've made an early determination that they've made a serious showing of a violation of law. What is amazing is number one, I believe Joe Biden and the Biden White House knew full well these orders were illegal when they issued them. I think that the White House lawyers and the Department of Justice lawyers told them these are illegal. And I think they cynically issued them anyway because they assumed that a great many people would obey them and it would take time for the courts to strike them down. But number two, we don't have to speculate about that because when the Federal Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit enjoined the order to the vaccine mandate for private employers, the next day the White House press office stood up at the podium and told people you should obey the order anyway, even though the federal courts have enjoined it, have shut it down, you should obey it anyway, and that is utterly lawless. And this crisis has revealed petty authoritarians who are willing to trample on your individual freedom. When it comes to vaccines, I support vaccines. I've been vaccinated. My family's been vaccinated. But I also believe in individual choice and autonomy and freedom. And these Democrats who want to order you to get a health care procedure against your wishes, it is an absolute abuse of power.
Let's come back here with Senator Ted Cruz of Texas in just a few minutes. Stay around with us, folks. Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. We're talking to Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. Senator Cruz, I have to ask you, when, you know, you saw, I'm sure, over the weekend, Fauci sitting down with Margaret Brennan of CBS, and for no apparent reason, he to swat down criticism of his decision making, which, of course, he's a bureaucrat. He shouldn't be making decisions for the whole country, but he is. He threw in January 6th. I've been saying he's obviously a partisan hack for about 18 months now. But what does that say to you?
Exactly what you said, that he's a partisan hack. But it's worse than that. He has been drinking his own Kool-Aid. He is the arrogance of Dr. Fauci has now it almost became a self-parody. A little bit later in that interview, he said, "I represent science. I am science." And it's bizarre. And he said, you can't criticize me, because to criticize me is to criticize science. What utter and complete garbage. And let's be clear, by the way, Fauci has managed to be wrong on COVID repeatedly throughout this crisis. At the beginning, he said COVID's not serious. It's not a threat to American health. He was wrong on that. At the beginning, he said, don't wear masks. Masks don't do anything to prevent the spread of COVID. Now, apparently, he thinks he was wrong on that. At the beginning, he said, there's no evidence this came from the Wuhan virus, the Wuhan Institute of Virology. That was a lie at the time. He knew it was a lie at the time. He was in email communications with Mark Zuckerberg, urging Facebook to silence anyone from pointing out the overwhelming evidence that this escaped from a Chinese government lab. And most strikingly, so the question that Margaret Brennan asked him is, she said, well, Ted Cruz has called for you to be prosecuted. And he came back with, what about January 6th? I mean, it's like Beavis and Butthead. He just screamed, liar, liar, liar. Well, when it comes to being prosecuted, that's actually a legal question. And I didn't just randomly call for someone to be prosecuted because I don't like them. You prosecute someone when they have committed a crime, when they have committed a felony. And specifically, Fauci came before Congress and he testified that the NIH has not and never has funded gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. It was categorical. It was an absolute statement. Subsequently, the NIH, in writing, has refuted that statement and said, well, actually, they did fund research that by all appearances, was gain-of-function research. Gain-of-function research is when scientists take a virus and they make it more dangerous. They make it more contagious. They make it a greater threat to human health and safety. And what appears to be the case is that it was Dr. Fauci and the American government that was helping fund what may well be the experiments that developed COVID-19. We need to know the answer to that. We don't have enough information to know that conclusively. But what we do know is that on the face of it, what Fauci told Congress and what the NIH has said in writing are directly contradictory. And it is a felony under 18 U.S.C. Section 1001. It is a felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison to lie to Congress. And that, on the face of it, is what Fauci appears to have done. His response, he didn't say a word of it to Margaret Brennan. I will say it was unfortunate. Look, I think Margaret is a talented journalist. It is a shame she didn't actually follow up and say, well, here was the specific, here's what you said, here's what the NIH said, aren't these contradictory, and why shouldn't you be prosecuted for lying for Congress? Instead, she allowed him to get by with just a partisan insult, and it says something about his arrogance that he believes all he needs to do is virtue signal the leftist, hey, I'm a leftist too, and he doesn't actually have to follow the law or tell the truth, and he can remain dishonest with the American people. I think that's really unfortunate.
Senator Cruz, we know you have a meeting. Last question for you, and you can be quick on this. We appreciate you making the time. Enes Kanter has changed his last name to Freedom. He's become a citizen of the United States. He is attacking China aggressively. The WTA has also announced that they are pulling their events out of China over Ping Shui, a basically disappearing women's tennis player. Are you encouraged by suddenly seeing American athletes and organizations standing up to communist China?
Very much so. Peng Shui has demonstrated enormous courage. She publicly accused a senior Chinese communist official of sexually assaulting her. Within about 30 minutes, they took down that post and they essentially disappeared her. She was the number one ranked women's doubles player in the world, the only Chinese national to be ranked number one in the world. And they've just disappeared her. The Women's Tennis Association has shown extraordinary courage, calling out the Chinese Communist government, demanding that Peng Shui be released and that she be free. And they put their money where their mouth is. This week, the Women's Tennis Association canceled their events in China, giving up millions or even hundreds of millions of dollars by doing so. And I got to say, it is a stark contrast to the NBA. You and I are both diehard hoops fans, and the contrast with the NBA, when Daryl Morey sent an innocuous tweet about Hong Kong, stand for Hong Kong, stand for democracy. The Chinese Communist government freaked out, and the NBA groveled on their knees before the communist dictators. You had people like LeBron James defending the communist dictators who engage in murder and torture and run concentration camps. And I got to say, Enes Kanter calling out LeBron James, I thought his shoes were hysterical with LeBron bowing before the Chinese communist overlords. And I'm grateful that Kanter is showing courage and the Women's Tennis Association is showing courage. And I'll tell you something, right now, the Women's Tennis Association has bigger balls than the NBA. And I'd like to see courage be contagious and more people stand up.
Senator Ted Cruz of Texas,
well
sir,
said.
Always appreciate you being with us. Thanks for making the time. We know you got a vote to tend to. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
That's Senator Ted Cruz. We want to let you know, that was a lot of fun, by the way, this holiday season, how about saving some money? You can get a new iPhone 12 for just $479 from our friends at Pure Talk Cellular. Through the end of the year, that is an incredible offer. You can switch to Pure Talk away from AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile. You'll get nationwide 5G coverage, the same coverage as the big guys, but for substantially less money each month, like $50 less or more. My own son is using a Pure Talk phone. He loves it. Eighth grade, always got extracurricular activities, helps us stay on the ball when it comes to picking him up and making sure that he makes all his events. Thanks to Pure Talk's 30-day risk-free guarantee, nothing to lose. And right now, you get unlimited talk, text, 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. iPhone 12, also, like we said, just $479. How do you get signed up? Get your cell phones in your hand right now. Dial #250 and say Pure Talk. You'll get an additional 50% off your first month, plus save on a new phone. That's #250. Say Pure Talk. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug-out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection
more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Ted Cruz
dropping
firing
bombs.
A lot of missiles there. Yeah, dropping bombs on people. That was fantastic. We've got a couple more guests, by the way, like via roadmap where we're headed. Ohio Senate candidate J.D. Vance, also the author of the bestseller Hillbilly Elegy. He will be with us in the second hour, and then we'll be joined by Tate Reeves, who is the governor of Mississippi. We spent a lot of time yesterday talking about the Supreme Court case that is underway there surrounding whether or not Mississippi can put a 15-week ban on abortions. And by the way, based on the way the conversation sounded, it certainly sounds like the state of Mississippi is likely to be headed towards a victory there. And man, that was a really impressive situation. And I wanted to hit there here if we could. We had Jen Psaki, of course. This is not a surprise. But Jen Psaki came out and said that she believes the Mississippi abortion ban, according to Joe Biden, poses a grave risk to women's fundamental rights. We'll ask the governor about this, but I wanted to play it for you if we could here. Let's hit cut 15.
I would note that the president believes, since you gave me the opportunity, that the Mississippi law blatantly violates women's constitutional rights to safe and legal abortions. This case presents a grave threat to women's fundamental rights, to all of our rights as protected under Roe v. Wade for nearly half a century. Every woman, every American deserves access to health care, including reproductive health care, and the president is deeply committed to the constitutional right. As we've outlined before, and as he's mentioned before, he's committed to working with Congress to codify the constitutional right to safe and legal abortion as protected by Roe.
That'll never happen, by the way. And beyond that, a lot of propaganda here from Jen Psaki. Let's just talk about the issue. It's abortion. Why is this whole thing about it's health care, it's liberty, it's all these things. It's abortion. And the Biden administration is going to go to the hilt to back it because there's a lot of donor dollars involved, as well as the Democrat base completely fired up. And really, you see a lot of people for whom this issue brings out. We talk a lot about, you know, people being crazy, you know, the insanity of double masking and all that stuff. I actually do think some of that is an anxiety disorder, like a legitimate anxiety disorder. But when you have people, Clay, as there were yesterday or the day before, taking abortion pills, you know, I think it was symbolic, but taking abortion pills and singing about their abortions on the steps of the Supreme Court and celebrating it. I mean, there's something really wrong with people. There's something really dark in the heart of America today, and it's going to get very ugly as this gets closer to an actual resolution. She keeps talking about it as a constitutional right. It won't be if the court says it's not, because this is fabricated out of whole cloth.
I think there's a big difference. I mean, I think you hit on it there, Buck, with the way that people were protesting outside the Supreme Court. By the way, abortion's probably always going to be legal in Washington, D.C., because they have the right to determine, I believe, whether or not abortion occurs there. If I'm wrong, that's a federalism issue. Apologies. But basically, state governments are able to make their own choices going forward, even if Roe v. Wade was overturned. But I think your point in a larger context there, Buck, is an important one. There's a difference between someone having an abortion and someone bragging about having an abortion. There's a monster difference to me between that. There are lots of people out there who are, you know, 14, 15, 16 years old, and when they were young teenagers, they might have had an abortion. Most of those people are not bragging about having abortion. That is a mental challenge, and they bear it with them for the rest of their life. But this idea that you should be bragging about abortion, that's the next step, and you should be proud to be having an abortion. There are these activists that are trying to argue that.
No, they celebrate it. It's open celebration.
It's a scintilla of the population that agrees with that.
It's right? Crazy.
90% of people are like, hey, You may have different variety of opinions on abortion, and depending, pollsters have shown, depending on the way the questions are asked. We had a good call yesterday about partial birth abortion. This is a complex issue, right, for so many people. But the idea that you would brag about it or be proud or, as you said, celebrate the idea of having an abortion is something that the overwhelming majority of Americans reject wholeheartedly.
Well, it's also
and
part of
that's where we are.
Yeah, well, there's a propaganda as well around things like, I mean, calling it healthcare, they act as though if you have a problem with this, it's like having a problem with, you know, someone getting antibiotics for strep throat. I mean, this is not just a healthcare issue, okay? There's something else at issue here, and that's what comes up in the Supreme Court that will come up in the Supreme Court review of this. Obviously, the thing that they keep dancing around is there are two lives involved here. The fundamental issue here is that there are two lives involved when you're talking about an abortion. So just to focus on the life of the mother is to fall into a moral fallacy on that one.
100%, Buck, and well said there, too. We specifically know that because we have crimes that are allowed. If, for instance, unfortunately, a mother is killed and she has a viable fetus, the fetus has a life, and there can be a double murder charge that is brought. That's significant in terms of recognizing the humanity of the unborn child. People out there may not have paid a lot of attention to the criminal code as it pertains to that, but we specifically recognize that two lives are being taken when a pregnant mother with a viable fetus loses her life, and the fetus does as well. What you got for us?
So we will be talking to Governor Tate Reeves because we want him to explain exactly what the Mississippi bill is all about, what it is supposed to accomplish, what it is supposed to do. So that will be coming up in a little bit. We've also got J.D. Vance, as Clay mentioned, joining us from Ohio. And Clay, something that we should get into the next hour is the backtracking on Remain in Mexico. Somehow, the Remain in Mexico policy, which the Biden administration has been saying
yes,
is the height of cruelty, and that's really the term they like to use for it, the height of cruelty. Now they realize, okay, if we don't change, it's what we've been saying on this show for the entire time we've been together on the show, which is if you don't change the incentive structure at the U.S.-Mexico border, you have record levels of illegal immigration. If people think, and they're right in thinking, they'll be able to get into America illegally without much difficulty and stay forever, they're going to do that in record numbers. Remain in Mexico still respects their right to claim asylum, but because they're claiming false asylum, essentially, to get around the credible fear screening process at the border, it no longer has the same effect for them, because when they actually go before a judge and they haven't been let into the U.S. and it's, hey, what's your case? And the judge says, well, you don't really have a case for asylum. Go back to your country of origin. Now, all of a sudden, showing up and passing the credible fear test is not the big open gateway into America. So we'll cover a little bit of where the Biden administration is on that one. Also, Tallulah is the Sexton family Frenchie. She's a great dog. She's a little pudgy, very fun to snuggle. And she's a member of the family. That's why we all go the distance and make sure Tallulah stays healthy. And you do the same in your own home, I'm sure, right? Because your dog is part of your family. You want to feed your dog the best you possibly can. So we supplement what Tallulah eats with Rough Greens. It's a nutritional supplement you sprinkle on top of the food you normally serve up every day. Here's why. That great dry kibble food you put in your dog's bowl has none of the live nutrients that your dog really needs. Just like you and I rely on fresh vegetables and fruits for probiotics, vitamins, enzymes, omega oils, Rough Greens does the same for your dog. We want our dogs to live for a long time. This is one way to do it. Tyler in Fort Worth, Texas, serving Rough Greens daily to his dog, says, we love the opportunity to try out the product. It's working great. The folks at Rough Greens are so confident your dog is going to love Rough Greens. They have a special deal for you. Go to roughgreens.com/EIB. They're going to give you the first bag free. All you pay is shipping. That's roughgreens.com/EIB, roughgreens.com/EIB. Clay, do you have any like special cold remedies? Or you just went through this. Is ginger, honey, lemon the way to go, man? Help me out here.
I was down in Miami and I had that awful cold. I hope I don't get another one. But man, what I went all in on is, first of all, Tylenol PM at night. Oh, just being able to knock yourself out is pretty amazing.
It's great.
And then I think you got to go, for what we do to preserve the voice, you got to go hot tea, as much hot tea as you possibly can.
One day I'll tell the story of when my throat actually closed up when I was filling in for Rush years ago. I had to get a cortisone shot from a doctor to open up my throat so I could guest host for 3 hours. That was hardcore, man.
Well,
let me tell you,
real story. For people out there, everybody has different, you know, body. Like if you're a running back and you've got a hurt knee, but for us,
we're like opera singers. Clay.
Start to go, yeah, we're like opera singers. It's like, oh my god, if I can't talk, I can't make a living.
I can't hit that high C with the vibrato, I got a problem. Anyway, we're coming back here with
Mississippi's
news of the day.
Governor.
It's gonna be good.
He'll be with us, and hopefully, Buck will still be alive. That's next hour.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279. Or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to the Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull.
He sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, and he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave Major Turnbull a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope.
With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's severely injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders.
Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.